Yom Tov of Shavuos is one day. However, in Chutz La'aretz, we have a minhag, a sveika d'yoma of Yom Tov Sheni. So is there any different Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos versus Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach and Sukkot? So why would I think Shavuos be different? Because Shavuos might be different because you don't need... The issue was when you Mekadesh Chodesh al Pi Ariya, so Pesach was on the 15th. So they didn't have time to get there. Or in Sukkot to get all over. But by Shavuos, you have 2 months. Or a month and a half, whatever it is. You have 50 days in between, well, from Pesach, but you have in the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you know Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so you basically have like 2 months. So therefore, by then everyone should know. So there shouldn't be a concept of Yom Tov Sheni ever, because they were Mekadesh al Pi Ariya. So by Shavuos, everyone knows. So some, what I suggest, maybe not everyone did know. But let's assume, I think Rav Soloveitchik used to like saying that. But let's assume that they would know. So that's what the Rambam discussed. The Rambam says, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we know they had messengers they used to send out during Nisan. And there were also messengers they sent out during Tishrei. And so by Nisan, basically, let's assume you have 14 days because the 15th day is Pesach and you have 2 Shabbat. So they basically had 12 days to go do their job. On Tishrei, they had 12 minus Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Let's assume they kept one day, which is a discussion. So they had less. So at best, they had two less days. So obviously Shulchei Nisan, I would say, probably got further than Shulchei Tishrei because they had extra days. So the Shaila is, what about if a certain area, Shulchei Nisan got there, but not Shulchei Tishrei? So what I say, you don't keep Yom Tov Sheni on Pesach, but you do keep Yom Tov Sheni on Sukkot, so we say no. It's a little plug that once you keep 2 days, we're not going to confuse it. You keep Yom Tov Sheni by Pesach, but not Sukkot, so even though it wasn't a Sveika D'Rabbanan, let's say, in one case it was, since it's Sveika D'Rabbanan, and we didn't know, but since if you know one day not the other, so therefore we tell you to keep Yom Tov Sheni on all days, Pesach as well as Sukkot. So that's what the Rambam writes. Also by Shavuos is a little plug. By Shavuos, everyone assuming. See, by Sukkot and by Pesach and Sukkot, there might have been a 2 day difference. So there's a small amount of people, and we say, well, plug. By Shavuos, 2 months after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it certainly everyone knew, or 90% knew, whoever knew, and therefore there wasn't even a Sveika D'Yoma. But that's a little plug, we say you keep 2 days. So therefore, we keep 2 days even on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Shavuos. So there's a famous tshuva from the Noda B'Yehuda's grandson, the Yad HaMelech. The question came up whether he was deathly ill on Yom Tov Sheni, and he basically was going to die. And before he died, he wanted to write a get to his wife, or else the whole scenario was his wife would have remained... wouldn't the case was, whatever the case of Chalitza Yivan, the bottom line was the wife wouldn't be able to remarry. So she'd be stuck. So Makam Igun, he wanted to be Mako, and Makam Igun, he wanted to be Mako. So that's what he wrote to Yad HaMelech. So Rav Shlomo Kluger, as well as the Chasim Sofer, did not agree with the Psak. They went crazy. They said, no, it wasn't right. What about the Taina that it's really just a low book? They said it's even worse, because normally it's a Sveika Drabanan, and then we do it. But here it's a... Here was a katakana of a low plug, and therefore a low plug is worse. They felt yantiv sheni yeshuas is even worse. You have to be more machmir than a regular yantiv sheni. Whether they would have agreed on a regular yantiv sheni, not clear. But maybe they're right much, or it's not clear to me. But others, they say in the name of Rav Moshe and others, that he thought Yantuv Shani Shel Shavuos, it makes more sense. If it's not a Sveika de Yoman, it's only a low plug, it should be more lenient than if it was a real Sveika de Yoman. So that was a big tumult that broke out during the time of the Yad HaMelech with Rav Shlomo Kluger. But that's the issue, whether the issue of Yantuv Shani in general, people assume it's more... There's room for leniency. The Gemara talks about Kfura, burial on Yantav Sheni. Usually Kfura on Yantav Rishon could only be done on Yidei Goyim, and Mikar Adin, Kfura on Yantav Sheni could be done by Jews, even though Rav Moshe and others have tshuvas that Bizman Hazeh in America, since it's going to lead to Chil Yantav. Also, at some point out today, we have freezers, so you don't have to worry about a disgrace to the bodies. Based on different reasons, our minhag is we don't do kfuras on Yantav Sheni. In certain areas, like Breuers and certain Chasidish communities, they still do. But most places, they don't do kfura on Yantav Sheni in general. So the FBR, even though Meikar Adin, Yantav Sheni were more Meiko for different areas. So there's a further debate on Yantav Sheni as Shavuos. Is that even more lenient than a regular Yantav Sheni? Or is it stricter than a regular Yantav Sheni? So Rav Moshe seems to say it should be more Mako, what that leads to in practice is a separate debate, while the Chasim Sofer and Shlomo Kluger, they felt that it was low pug, and therefore it would even be worse.